You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's a very special Talking Reds. It's John Gibbons here for the Anfield Wrap, and I'm joined over Zoom by Brian Henderson. Brian, thanks so much for coming on and speak to us today.
No bother. Nice to meet you, John.
Nice to meet you as well. And we're here to talk about a very special raffle that you're doing for an amazing cause. The shirt that people can win, first of all, is your lads. It's Jordan Henderson's match-worn shirt, but not just any match, the 5-0. Against Manchester United. From what I gather, straight after the game, you went on to him and said, "You know, we'll. I think we can raise a bit of money from this." And he was there.
I asked him if he was sat next to Mo Salah. He went, "Dad, don't even go there." So yeah, no. I asked him. It would be huge, and we'd spoke about a raffle rather than an auction, because it gives the man on the street a chance to win.
Yeah,
you know, every single Liverpool fan who buy a ticket or buy an entry, if you like, have got the chance to win it. And I mean, I had it valued, and they're talking between 8 and 10 grand in an auction. So it's a lot of money, but for a great cause, you know, close to my heart. So.
Yeah, the cause, it's South Tyneside and Sunderland NHS Foundation Trust, who, I mean, you said in the Just Given, you know, it's in your voice, and you've said that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily be here if it wasn't for those people.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was in 2014. I was diagnosed with throat and tongue cancer, and was in the hospital for a while. If it wasn't for those guys, the surgeons, I probably wouldn't have come out, to be honest. I don't think so. Yeah, and I've been going ever since. I go every sort of 3 or 4 months now, just for checkups. And it was when I was in about maybe 6 weeks ago, and I was speaking to Frank Stafford, who's the head of the cancer unit there, the ear, nose, and throat cancer unit. And he was talking about just some equipment that would absolutely revolutionised the way they could diagnose throat cancer a lot quicker. And I just said, "So how much would that be then?" And he went, "Oh, that's about 85 grand. I went, "All right, okay." So I says, "I'll have a go." I don't know how I even thought I could raise anywhere near that. But when I got home, my wife, Donna, said, "Well, listen, I've always wanted to do a skydive." So we booked her in straight away. And I think that started the fundraising off. And I think that weekend we raised something like 15 grand.
Wow.
You know, 15,000 foot skydiver. You wouldn't get me up there, I tell you. It was bad enough sitting watching her on the ground. So yeah, it started from there. Then I had a few shirts that I put on some fans' websites to auction. One of them was the Barcelona 4-0 shirt at Anfield. So I got 6.5 grand for that. And then a couple of other match-worn shirts, which Jordan kindly donated. And I think, like I say, in total on the crowdfunding now, we've raised over 35 grand. And on the raffle, I think it's up to about 20,000. Mm-hmm. So we're getting there. Still a long way to go. I'm praying and hoping we've got till the 10th of December for the raffle. I've been promised one or two shirts from other players, and I think once this is over, I don't think you can really match this shirt. It's so historic and so iconic. It's 1925 was the last time a Liverpool captain beat Man United 5-0. And in that particular game also, Jordan achieved or broke a number of records. I think the most number of passes in the Premier League, I think over 17,000. And in that particular game, over 144 touches, which is the most touches of a Premier League player since the Premier League started. So it's quite a shirt to get a hold of. Had it all framed with the photographs of all the goals. So yeah, I cannot wait till the 10th of December to see who wins it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic memento. You know, there's people here who framed the ticket from the day and stuff like that. But this is obviously, you know, quite a few jumps up from there. And as you say, you know, it's still quite fresh in our minds, really. But, you know, there was a game in 1982 where Liverpool went to Goodison and won 5-0. And we still talk about it. We still sing about it now. So, you know, you'll hear it in the away ends. You know, Rush scored one, Rush scored two, Rush scored three, Rush scored four. And that's 1982, but we're still singing about it. And so this is a game that, you know, if that's anything to go by, and this Man United team was better than that Everton one, is something that, you know, Liverpool fans will still be talking about or singing about even in 30, 40 years. And so to have that shirt up in your house, you know, is going to be quite something. Imagine. And it's great that, as you say, you've made it a raffle. You know, £25, you know, is something that, you know, luckily most people are able to sort of have a bit of a go on, really. And if you've got one ticket, you know, you're allowed to buy more than one, aren't you? But if you've got one ticket, you've got as good a chance as anyone else.
Yeah, so what happens, John, when you donate your £25 on the Just Given site, your email is captured. So that is your unique entry. So when you donate your £25, your email is captured and that's the draw. That's the unique reference number. You don't get a number, it's your email address. So if you put £100 in, you get four of your email account put in. That's how it works.
Yeah, so and it's all there. And when people buy, there's an opportunity to actually get a bit more money to the charity, isn't there, from gift aid? And people get a bit sort of confused about that and maybe think that it's going to cost them a bit more, but it's not, is it? It's your £25 is just £25, your donation. The gift aid comes from the government, doesn't it? But it goes to the charity and can really help them. So making sure you tick that box is really important.
Absolutely. For every £100, the government give £25. So, you know, and the 20,000 that we've already achieved on the raffle, £250, a lot of money,
A lot of money indeed, and all obviously going to the NHS and all obviously going one step closer to get this equipment, you know.
I
mean, a lot of people in this country, you know, are fond and proud of the NHS, but I think until you're, you know, close to it and close to it on an ongoing basis, you can only really appreciate, you know, what it does, but also the people who work there and what they do. And that must have been, you know, I guess your motivation, Brian, for sort of doing this is that, you know, as you say, we all think the NHS is great and we all know it is, but when it's either ourselves or a close family member who are diagnosed with something very serious like you, where you really sort of see that these people are heroes and what they're able to do, you know, on often tight budgets is absolutely incredible. And if we can support them, then we should.
Absolutely. And that's the whole reason, you're just giving a bit back. And I think for everybody who donates that £25, it's going to the NHS. Not about the shirt raffle, it's going to the NHS. And the good part is they could end up with a fabulous, iconic shirt. So,
yeah, hopefully. No, that's absolutely right. Absolutely right. So the worst thing that happens is that you're supporting, you know, something that will change lives and will save lives. You know, if you can get this equipment, it'll be something that saves lives. So the worst thing that happens is that you're supporting that, which isn't bad. But the best thing might be that you've got this fantastic shirt. In terms of the sport, in terms of your family from the NHS, obviously, you know, Jordan quite famously, you know, got a lot of the sort of captains together and. You know, did a lot as well over the last couple of years. You know, stuff like that must make you just as proud of him as the 5-0 wins at Old Trafford.
Yeah, probably more so when the day he was made ambassador for the NHS. So Jordan has, I think it's over 240 NHS charities that he helps raise money for. I don't know where he finds the time, to be honest. and as well as that, and his hard work on the football pitch, but yeah. certainly makes me feel a lot prouder than he does with the 5-0 wins and the 4-0 wins that create history.
Yeah. No, absolutely, absolutely. You've had a lot of support from the club. It should be said on this as well, to praise them. It's gone up on the club website, and they're pushing it, and that must have, you know, given you guys a bit of a boost knowing that the club are behind this as well.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was I think Jonathan Bamba got involved, and he got it onto the website, which I really appreciate, and we're all grateful for. So hopefully it'll fly around the world with all the tweets and retweets and Facebook. Instagrams, and I mean, social media is amazing these days. It just flies around. So just everybody who not only purchases a ticket but also can either retweet or put it on their own social media. That's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And Kenny Dalglish, the king as well, sort of to share it yesterday. I mean, listen, everyone loves Kenny in this city, don't they, and beyond. But he must be a special guy for your family, because obviously it was him who signed Jordan and backed him when maybe a few others sort of weren't sure. And I know has continuously sort of chatted to Jordan sort of throughout his career. I mean, the esteem that you guys, you know, as a family must hold Kenny Dalglish must be very high.
I've got great memories of coming down with Jordan when he was 19-year-old to meet Kenny. Jordan was, although he knew who Kenny was, I don't think realised the history until he met the man. And Kenny did everything he said he was going to do. The whole reason for buying Jordan and what he wanted to do with him. And funny enough, it was last year, just as COVID struck, that Kenny and I had arranged with Marina's cancer charity a huge golf day up in Archerfields in Scotland. And because of the COVID, it was cancelled. And that was to raise this 85 grand. So we're a year down the line. And Kenny certainly helped us by sharing it on his social media.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, he's still supporting you guys. And that sort of bond is still there. So,
oh, absolutely.
So we'll put links in to everything, to Just Giving page. It's easy to find. Jordan Henderson Raffle, if you could just Google that, it sort of comes up. You know, if your name on there as well, it will put all the links. So in the links in the bio for this show, it sort of will be there. It'll be going out across our social media today, but it's very easy to find sort of on Google. But we just want as many people as possible to buy the tickets and to support, you know, you guys. And as you say, to get a chance to have this one wonderful shirt in the house.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody who's been involved in promoting the shirt, you know, the media in Liverpool, the Liverpool Echo, certainly, you know, yourself and other stations, the Redmen TV, Liverpool TV, the whole lot have been really helpful, and we're really grateful.
No, but it's a fantastic cause, and as I say, a potentially brilliant prize. Just before we go, Brian, because it's the first time we've ever sort of spoken, I can't resist to ask you about one particular moment, if you don't mind, where you became the most famous dad, footballing dad in the world. You know exactly what it is now. I didn't know too much about you or what you looked like until, you know, one moment was captured after Madrid and went around the world. I mean, that must have been a sort of a crazy thing, you know, to have such a, you know, an intimate moment suddenly sort to be around, and suddenly everyone in the world, you was nearly as famous as Jordan himself.
No, I don't think so. it was a special moment. The reason being is, I don't know what it was, but I was there the year before at Kiev, absolutely distraught. Coming back on the plane wasn't a good feeling. I actually shared the plane with Karius's family, and the poor lad was absolutely distraught. And it was sad to see, and it was an awful feeling. But going to Madrid the day before, in Madrid itself, seeing all the fans, I just knew, I just absolutely knew that they were going to win that game. And I said to my wife, and I was sitting with my wife and Rebecca, Jordan's wife, and I said, there's no way am I not getting down on that pitch. It took a while to get there, but I got down there with Trent Alexander's mum and dad, Lovren's wife and family, and Bobby Firmino's wife and family. So we got there, and it was just the most amazing feeling. But had quite a bit of family trauma over the 12 month with, you know, family members passing away. So it was a build up of everything. And I just said to him straight away when we came together, I just said, I knew you'd do it. And then there was a few words said, and well, like I say, the rest is history.
No, it was absolutely incredible moment on an incredible night. But
yeah,
I don't know about you though. I feel like there's a few more for the squad to come. It's a special group of players, isn't it? And there's a few more trophies. We're going to get a few more of Jordan's famous lifts, over the next few years.
Absolutely. Well, that night, there was a young lady who was working for Australia TV, and she was with the ex-Middlesbrough goalkeeper.
Schwartz, was it? He was Australian.
Yes, Australian, yeah. So they asked us if I would do a quick chat on air, and Jamie Carragher walked past at the time and jumped on top of us. And in that interview, I'd said to her, see, with this squad, next year, Jordan will 100% lift the Premier League.
Wow.
And if you look back on the TV interview, that was the prediction. I'm not going to give you one today. other than to say, I've just got a feeling that this year he'll lift something else.
Yeah, that's what I do as well. It's a special group of players and a special set of lads as well. Brilliant boys, not least our captain, who you must be sort of so proud of. Brian, thanks so much for coming on. As I say to
thanks,
everyone, do support the raffle. Do support the raffle, everyone. It's £25 a ticket. There'll be links in the bios for the show. We'll put it out on our social as well. But it's really easy to find on Google. So do support it. You could win something fantastic, but it's also about supporting our wonderful NHS. Brian, lovely to speak to you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.